Great to be with you this week, Damien. We're starting off talking about news. Health officials in New Mexico last week announcing that many counties were doing better with their COVID-19 metrics. Now, Doniana County moved to the yellow risk category. What can you tell us about how this is impacting business in our county here?
Well, that's right, Anthony. That decision, of course, came down last Wednesday and was basically effective immediately. What it means is that essential non-retail businesses, there's no capacity restrictions, but operations are going to be limited to only those absolutely necessary to carry out their essential functions. For essential retail spaces, they can operate at 33% capacity. Food and drink establishments, this might be the most significant change. They have been prohibited since November from having indoor dining. Now they can do 25% of their maximum capacity for indoor dining and 75% of maximum capacity for outdoor dining.
Now that's got to be a big relief for a lot of restaurants. Have you all talked with some local restaurants to see how they are making that change?
Oh, we certainly have. In fact, it was the first thing we started doing whenever the announcement came down. We started calling around, talking to local restaurant owners, and a lot of them, one of the first places we called, the Pecan Grill and Brewery there at Loman and Telshore, they were going to begin seating customers indoors at 5 p.m. that day. As that announcement came down, they were ready. They said they had 59 seats available indoors and 60 available outdoors. Right across from NMSU, we talked to Vince Vaccaro at Lorenzo's. He said his restaurant is going to would start allowing indoor seating on Friday, and he was excited because Valentine's Day is usually Lorenzo's first or second largest day of the year. Mm. So they were really scrambling to ensure that they had enough food and staff to cover Valentine's Day weekend. We talked to Chala's Woodfire Grill down in Mesilla. They said that the cold front moving through over the weekend, that they were just expecting it to kill their business over the holiday weekend, but they were going to be able to open 7 indoor tables for customers.
Okay, now what about restaurants who do not want to offer indoor dining? Are there any restaurants feeling that way?
Certainly. We talked to Taqueria Chavez on Loman, and they said they're going to remain closed to indoor dining for the foreseeable future. They've really kind of taken a hard line as we followed them along through the pandemic, but they are going to continue offering drive-through and takeout. We also talked to Zeeb's Fruit Ice Burgers and Fries, and they're not likely to offer indoor dining right away just because their indoor space is really small. But the manager said they're open to changing that in the coming weeks.
Okay, Damien, now we only have about a minute left, but I want to talk about the New Mexico Senate passing a COVID-19 relief package. Can you share with us what's in the package to help New Mexicans?
There are a trio of bills that made their way through the Senate. Some of the things that those would provide would be tax breaks for restaurants, temporary waiver on liquor license fees. Those bills are now headed to the House. One of the centerpiece bills is from Senator Jacob Candelaria of Albuquerque. That would authorize essentially minimal interest loans of up to $150,000 to small businesses at subprime rates of less than 2% annual interest. There was also a proposal to provide a $600 tax rebate to working low-income families. So hopefully that'll help out those that have been hardest hit.
Okay, Damien, thank you so much for this week's update. We look forward to talking with you next week on the Monday Business Watch.
Always a pleasure, Anthony. Thank you.